welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you are able to join me for the broadcast today. Well, we have been doing what I feel is a fascinating comparison between Jesus and Jonah. And that might be somewhat surprising because, if you recall, Jonah wasn't exactly obedient to the first call of the Lord to preach repentance to the wicked city of Nineveh. And even when he was successful, he was angry at the results. Well, now Jesus, in one respect, was similar because he was willing to obey his Father out of love for his Father, love for mankind. He was willing to make the greatest sacrifice. Greater love than this hath no man, than he lay down his life for his friends. And as a man, he must have shrunk. He dreaded the ridicule, the humiliation, the pain, the utter agony of the crucifixion, but he was willing to do it, unlike Jonah, who was unwilling. He did obey, but he really wasn't willing. So let's look a little more closely at the ministry of Jonah. I think you'll find it really fascinating. Like Jesus, Jonah was called to leave his home and go to a strange, violent, and foreign land. It was the largest city, the greatest city of that time. It was Nineveh. And Jonah was called to this place. And what can we say about Jesus? Well, he was sent to the world, which was in the clutches of Satan's dominion. He became the God of this world. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, Adam gave up his right to rule and have authority over the earth and the animals and everything in it. And Satan became the God of this world. We know that you have that in the New Testament. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that do not believe. And so, unlike Jonah, Jesus was always an example of perfect obedience to the will of the Father. Also, as we look at the ministry of Jonah, it's interesting to note that other Old Testament prophets certainly declared the word of the Lord regarding foreign nations, but they did it at a safe distance. In his prophesying, if it was merely prediction, well, what God was going to do in the future, it could have been done equally well from Galilee. However, the fact that God wanted Jonah to actually go and announce the overthrow of the city, which could have been somewhat dangerous to his physical person, it could only mean one thing, that God wished to give them an opportunity for repentance as well as redemption. You know, how can they hear the good news? How can anyone hear the good news unless someone is sent? Isn't that the truth? And so we see that God in his mercy was reaching out to the most wicked nation at that time and gave them an opportunity to repent. He came with a stern warning, but Jonah, on the second request of the Lord, after the whale or the large fish deposited on the dry land, he thought it was then well to go and deliver that message. And also, we see that he really was a successful prophet. We're comparing Jonah with Jesus, and that was certainly true of the life of Jesus, not apparently, according to the natural circumstances or results, but we know that we divide our time. There's BC and AD, Anno Domini, after the Lord, and the coming of Jesus Christ changed everything in a spiritual dimension. So he was a successful prophet, but we have to recall that Israel had been terribly harassed by the constant attacks of Syria along their northern border, and Jonah's remarkable prophecy of the restoration of Israel to its former dimensions at the time of Solomon was fulfilled during the reign of the King Jeroboam II, even though he wasn't a godly ruler. And so Jonah's mission to God's people does exemplify his name, the meaning of his name, which I shared on Monday's broadcast, of dove. He brought rest after terrible judgment. And he must have enjoyed great respect as a prophet when the Syrian border raids against his native Galilee came to an end. And this explains, of course, his reluctance to accept a less popular commission, which had a great likelihood of failing, and it would cause him considerable loss of faith. So there's a consistency between Jonah's first ministry to Israel as the dove, declaring the Lord's unmerited and gracious intervention in behalf of his people, and his later ministry to Nineveh. He declared judgment to them, just as the gospel message today, there is judgment unless we repent. And he was willing to decree the word of the Lord. He was willing to even, you know, lose face, if you will, as he declared judgment to them. But God has always, before judgment, brings grace. God is consistently merciful. And we see that both to undeserving Israel, to Nineveh, Israel's undeserving enemy, and also to us. Beloved, we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. God is such a good God. There's another interesting passage found in the book of Joshua, the fifth chapter. And at this point, the people of Israel were ready to enter the promised land, and they were stationed by Jericho. That was the first city that they were to take. And in verse 13 of that chapter, it says, the word, "It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face and did worship." So it's interesting to see that in this situation, he didn't obviously say, well, of course, I'm for the children of Israel. He is saying that I'm not for you, and I'm not against or for your adversaries. I'm there as captain of the Lord's host, because he loves all, even those who are disobedient, even those who are rebellious, even those who are backslid, who knew the ways of truth and have just gone off into the world. He loves every human being. And so we have to understand the beauty and nature of our God. He loved Israel, even though they were disobedient, they rebelled against him, but he loved Nineveh to that city of thousands. And when we see Jonah's reaction in as we look at the fourth chapter of Jonah, that first verse, it says, "It displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry, because Nineveh did hear the message, the word of the Lord, and they repented." And with this anger, as we look at his anger, it appears he didn't understand his own adventure in the belly of the whale or the large fish. And he's already forgotten the grace that was lavished on him. And we looked at that at some extent last week in chapter 4. But what do we see? The carnality in him and in all of us that's latent. He behaves like the unforgiving servant. Remember, Jesus gave that parable about us. There was a man who was owed money to his master, and the Lord, his Lord forgave him. he's like the unforgiving servant, or like the brother of the prodigal son. You remember that? When the prodigal, who had just wasted all of his inheritance, left his father, finally came back and said, "I'm not worthy to be called your son anymore." The elder brother was so upset, who was there faithful all that time, he didn't even come to the party. So this is an example of the carnal nature of God. And so his name, as I shared, Jonah, means dove. But why should the dove become a hawk as far as Nineveh is concerned? Well, they were enemies. The nation of Israel had a great aggression in terms of dislike for them. Once result of his successful preaching, and this is interesting to note, that all the extended borders gained under Jeroboam II would be lost to the Assyrians. And basically, of course, Jonah really wanted his enemies destroyed. He'd really rather be dead. That's the last thing he wanted, them to turn to the Lord. His attitude, of course, reminds us of Elijah in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, verse 4. Remember, after he had slain the prophets of Baal, Jezebel threatened his life. And in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3, "And when he," Elijah, "saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba," or Beersheba, "which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there." Verse 4 said, "But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, came, sat down under a juniper tree, and requested for himself that he might die, and said, 'It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my fathers.'" Of course, the Lord didn't answer that. However, I see my time is flying away, and we're going to stop right here, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast with this ongoing comparison of Jonah and Jesus. And it's quite interesting to see how Jesus alone, of all the pre-made mention of Jonah specifically, praise God. So I invite you to tune in. If you miss any broadcast, feel free to go to our website. And I invite you to write. The announcer is going to share our mailing address. I will respond by personal mail. And if you email for convenience, please feel free to leave your mailing address so I can respond to you. But I will pray and confirm receipt. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you, pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.